I'm Rosemary Alexander in Juneau. As the year rolled in, the world recession appeared to be hitting the capital city. CBJ forecast an $8 million budget shortfall based on an expected decline in sales tax as fewer cruise ships were scheduled to visit. City Manager Rod Swope even asked CBJ employees to defer a pay raise. They refused, and in the end, assembly members balanced the budget with city savings and excess tobacco tax revenue. While sales tax collections did decline during the summer tourist season, local spending helped make up the difference. The U.S. Census got underway in April. CBJ had the highest participation rate among Alaska census areas, with 75% of questionnaires returned.
We are being fleeced under the guise of genuine economics.
That seemed to be the feeling of a lot of Juneau residents when they heard in May that Alaska Electric Light and Power planned to phase in a 24% rate increase. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska granted 20% of it in July. Now the cost of a kilowatt hour is nearly 12 cents. The RCA has until July to rule on the full rate increase.
The hole was a problem, but the plywood fence, that just went over the edge.
Capital City residents breathed a collective sigh of relief when Sea Alaska Corporation in June bought the pit, the garbage-strewn vacant lot on the corner of Front and Seward Streets. Sea Alaska plans a Southeast Alaska Native Cultural and Visitor Center there. While it will be some time before that's realized, the hole has been filled in and landscaped. The crusher at the Kensington Gold Mine can break down 2,000 tons of rock a day. The opening of the mine tops Juneau's 2010 business news. Since July 23rd, it has produced more than 16,000 ounces of gold. With a workforce of nearly 200, Kensington is one of Juneau's largest private sector employers. In the October municipal election, one of the most controversial issues to come before Juneau voters proposed to tie up a 1% sales tax for 10 years. To build a crossing between Juneau and Douglas through the Mendenhall Wetland State Game Refuge. It failed by a huge margin.